Good morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we greet you this morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7, on your radio dial. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody out there in Radio Land. How was your week?
My week was fine. I'm glad it didn't snow.
Oh, God. Wednesday, I thought for sure. Or Tuesday it was, I'm sorry. Tuesday, I thought we were going to be buried in the stuff, and we just got dusted.
We didn't get anything, really. I mean,
down in Stockbridge, all we got was just a light coating, and that was it.
Yes, I was all prepared. I don't have to leave the house anymore, so it was hardly any preparation. But nonetheless, I was grateful that no shoveling needed to be done.
Absolutely.
But I'm also grateful for today's show, and I'm grateful that St. Patrick's Day is approaching us.
Very quickly.
Yes, it is. And we're trying to get ready for that. People will hear more about our plans in this show as well as in future shows. But today we're going to start off with Michael McGoldrick from his Wired album with Famous Last Words. We're also going to be hearing from Damian Dempsey. I got Celtic Pride lined up, Binbashta, and Stockton's Wing. How about you, Farmer?
Okay, I got... I want to do some the Rum Jacks again. I found another song that I like, and I think everybody will enjoy. I'd like to do some the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats again. There's another good one out there. And probably some Irish Rovers when we get a chance, and maybe some Narrowbacks also.
Okay, so listen up, folks. You're going to have a good time this morning. Thank you.
The hawk unto the crow one day, "Why do you in mourning stay? I was once in love, and I proved slack, and ever since I wear the black. Put me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum, right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. I was once in love, and I proved slack, and ever since I wear the black." Then up spoke the willy wagtail, "I was once in love, and I did prevail. I was once in love, and I did prevail. And ever since I wag my tail. Whip me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum, right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. I was once in love, and I did prevail. And ever since I wag my tail." The next to speak was the little brown thrush. She was singing high in yon holly bush. "The way to woo, I have heard them say, is to court all night and sleep all day. Whip me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum, right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. The way to woo, I have heard them say, is to court all night and sleep all day." And the last to speak was the tiny wren. Do you know what I'd do if I was a man? In case that one might wriggle and go, I would wear two strings upon my bow. Whet me right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. Right a diddle, right a diddle, right a diddle dum. In case that one might wriggle and go, I would wear two strings upon my bow.
The Sunday Sounds of Ireland. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And you just heard from Sean Doyle, album produced by his son Shawnee Nogue, The Light and the Half-Light, The Hawk and the Crow. He's very good. And before that, you heard from Soul Son, formerly the boy band One.
Oh, yeah. We
didn't hear Damien Denson. Yeah, no, we haven't. I don't know why I'm digging back. I am. But Damien Dempsey from that band, Soul Son, and the song is Pretty Bird Tree. And first up on this set, you heard from Michael McGoldrick. He's from Donegal, as I continually mention, from his album Wired. Famous Last Words was the name of that tune. And you got something lined up for us, Farmer?
I do. We got the Rum Jacks to kick this set off. So hope everybody enjoys.
I hope so, too.
Thank you. couple so funnily did stray. One was a young maid so sweet and so fair, and the other was a soldier and a bold grenadier. And they kiss so sweet and comforting as they come to each other. They walked arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They walked arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Well, out of his knapsack he took a fine fiddle, and he played her such merry tunes that you ever did hear. And he played her such merry tunes that the valleys did ring. And they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. And they kissed so sweet and comforting as they clung to each other. They walked arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They walked arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, loved to hear the nightingale sing. Together, love to hear the nightingale sing. And they kiss so sweet and comforting as they come to each other. They walked arm in arm along the road like sister and brother. They walked arm in arm along the road till they came to a stream. And they both sat down together, love to hear the nightingale sing.
A nice instrumental there from Bin Blashta, Galway band. The name of the song was Da Slocket Light.
Da Slocket Light?
I have no idea what that's a reference to.
Okay.
And the instrumentalist was Frankie Lane. And before that, we heard from Celtic Pride. That's a new album. It's a compilation album. Someone sent it to me, or some company sent it to me. And the tune was The Nightingale, which I also enjoyed.
That was a nice song.
Yes. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with the Rum Jacks. And that was the song was Through These Iron Sights, which was a pretty good song, I thought.
So the Iron Sights, as in S-I-T-E-S?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, S-I-G-H-T-S.
Okay.
Like you're looking through the sight of a rifle.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
And I thought it was nice.
Okay. And you're right. You're right.
So we'll have to play that again.
We will have to play it again. And I know the title. Make it a good idea.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick's Day is coming, Farmer. I know you're getting all excited.
I am. I'm so excited for that. We always have a good time at the...
our St. Patrick's Day celebration. And it's going to be on March 16th this year, closer to St. Patrick's Day than it's been in a number of years. And as usual, as we have in the last decade or so, we'll be having our party at the Elks Lodge on 27 Union Street in Pittsfield. We will be featuring a buffet.
A buffet?
A buffet, which will feature corned beef, ham, and all the fixings. We have ham for the few individuals, and I know you're out there, who don't like corned beef, which is fine. So we're going to offer ham as well. The doors will open at 5:30 for that event. And we are also honoring the Person of the Year. And I will announce the Person of the Year at the next break.
You're going to keep us in suspense.
I'll keep you in suspense, and hopefully... and I know that people will stay tuned to the show in order to get that information.
Yes, they will.
So we're going to start off with a song from you, Farmer.
We are. We're going to start out with the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats.
Now gather round me, mateys, don't give your captain lip. We're lost in these bloody ways on this vampire ship. Don't wanna hear no protest, no screams and all that crap. Just take your drink because I think we've one last bucket of blood.
winter weaving its weary tale. Outside, swallows fly, moving out on a twilight sky. He takes her hand and says, close your eyes. Yeah, I gotta leave it all behind. Brush the past with silent dreams. Let me take you where you wanna be. Once upon a black hill, you will look out on a field of dreams and let it take. To the open door, looking back on a life I've known, I'm tired. She says, now I know life could be giving me a whole lot more. Once upon a black hill, you will pick out on a field of dreams and let it take you far away from here. Once upon a black hill. Thank you.
That was a short tune. Yeah. Reels there. Junior Crean's Favorites was the name of that reel. And the album is called Corny is Coming.
Corny is Coming.
Corny is Coming. It's one of the first albums that Planxty put out many years ago. And before that, we heard from Stockton's Wing, also an early album for them, with the tune Black Hill. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us out with the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats. And the song was A Bucket of Blood. And that was off the album Sign of a Fighter. That's the new one I got.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So if you need to borrow it, you can let me know. Well, actually, I'll make you a copy of it.
So better yet.
Have one.
Better yet. So I've teased people about the Irish American Person of the Year, the Berkshire County Irish American Person of the Year, no less, at our event on Saturday, March 16th. Doors open at 5:30 at the Elks Lodge at 27 Union Street on Pittsfield. And I had the pleasure of informing Mr. Bill Sturgeon yesterday.
Oh, Bill.
Bill's going to be the Irish American of the Year, as everyone knows him.
Yes, congratulations, Bill, from the Irish American Organization at Berkshire County.
Congratulations indeed to Bill. Everyone's familiar with his show every morning.
Yes.
Both on PCTV and on the radio.
The Morning Drive.
So he was very excited, and I hope everyone will join us in congratulating him and in honoring him on Saturday, March 16th. Tickets are on sale now. Must remind myself to print some. They're $25 each for the evening, which includes entertainment and dancing from the Breffni School of Irish Dance. And Melissa Brinton will be there to entertain us. So I intended it for be a great evening, and I'm sure it will be. You got something planned for us, Farmer?
I do. We're going to start out with the Irish Rovers.
Okay, here we go.
Well, I used to be a rover, and I rambled all around, and I never felt the urge to settle down. But in the County Antrim, down Ballymena Waste, like it became a calling me one day. And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grace Hill Fair. She was lovely as the roses and as graceful as a swan, and her lilting voice would brighten any dawn. I knew I'd be in heaven just to hold her in me arms. I was smitten by her beauty and her charm. And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grace Hill Fair. It runs from April until Lammas days are done, and all are in good humor having fun. There's fiddlers, there's pipers, and there's dancers on the green, and the finest wares that you have ever seen. And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day, and I met her at the Grace Hill Fair. I met became me bride. Each day I count me blessings, for true love we do share, since I met her at the Grace Hill Fair. And from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there.
and with her I will stay until me dying day. And I met her at the Graceville Fair, and from the very start, sure she stole away me heart, since I saw her standing there. And with her I will stay until me dying day. And I met her at the Graceville Fair.
Colleen, she was tall and handsome, and she nearly stole his poor heart away. She wore no jewels nor costly diamonds, powder or none at all. She wore a bonnet with red roses on it, and on her shoulders hung the Galway shawl. As they kept talking, till his father's cottage came into view. Very soon his mother had the kettle boiling, but all he could think of was the Galway shawl. He played the blackbird and the stack of barley, and Rodney's glory and a foggy dew. She sang each note like an Irish linnet, till down her cheeks came the tears like dew. She set out early on next morning to hit the road for Donegal. She kissed and hugged him, and then she left him, and she stole his heart in her Galway shawl.
Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish mighty odd. He had a brogue both rich and sweet, and to rise in the world he carried a hod. But Tim and a bit of a Tibble's way, well, I love the liquor he was born, and to send him on his way each day, to drop of the crate every morn. Why, pull it down, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotters shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Now one morning Tim was rather full. His head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Oh, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet. They laid him out upon the bed with a bottle of whiskey at his feet and a bottle of porter at his head. Whack on the door when you dance to your partner and around the floor with your thunder and shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. And his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco and brandy punch. Then the widow Malone began to cry. Ah, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? Must it him aboard and why did you die? Will you howl your gobs as Molly McGee? Whack for the dough when you dance to your partner around the floor with your totter shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she, you're wrong, I'm sure. Well, Biddy fetched her a belt and a gob and left her sprawling on the floor. A civil war did then engage. 'Twas woman to woman and man to man. Shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and a ruction it soon began. Whack for the dough when you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Oh, Tim Maloney ducked his head when a bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landing on the bed, the whiskey scatters over Tim. I'll be daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed, saying, twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Be the toilet and jazzy, do you think I'm dead? Whack for the dough, you dance to your partner around the floor with your thunder shake. Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's way. How would you know one game ball?
Leave it to the Dubliners to have a rather authentic version of that song.
And it was too funny.
It was too funny. And before that, we heard from Lisa O'Neill, who's a new star out of Northern Ireland. And she's a classic Irish singer. She sang the classic. I played this on purpose to figure out how she would do with it. And she did very well, The Galway Shawl. And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with the Irish Rovers and Grace Hill Fair. And that was off their album, 50 Years.
Oh, okay.
It's the special album that... That was the album I picked up at the Colonial when they...
Oh, okay. It. All right.
Yeah.
So I'd like to read something from Irish history on this date.
Uh-huh.
The Statutes of Kilkenny, which are very famous in Irish history. On the 18th of February, 1366...
1366.
Lionel of Antwerp. We all remember Lionel. He's the son of the King Edward III of England. He summoned a parliament in Kilkenny. Lionel, who had been appointed governor of Ireland in 1361, sought to put an end to the integration of Anglo-Norman landowners and the native Gaelic Irish, who had been intermarrying since Richard de Clare, Strongbow, married Aoife MacDermida in 1171. These marriages between Anglo-Norman invaders and the general absorption of Anglo-Normans into Irish society would later be referred to in the phrase, more Irish than the Irish themselves. The assimilation of the so-called Old English was a source of consternation to Lionel.
Yeah.
Thus, he enacted on that day in February the Statutes of Kilkenny. These 35 clauses began with a preamble admonishing the English in Ireland for, quote, forsaking the English language, manners, mode of writing, laws and usages, and choosing to, quote, live and govern themselves according to the manners, fashion, and language of our Irish enemies. Marriages between English and Irish were now forbidden, as was the speaking of any language other than English by both English and Irish people. Even hurling, described as a game with big sticks and a ball on the ground, was prohibited. So there you find out the beginnings of colonialism in Ireland before colonialism was a thing. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
Yeah, we're going to start this last set off with the Narrowbacks.
Na 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 dark, through the streets and through the shadows of the bar. Steam rising off the streets, it just sets the mood. I'm dying for you. Tonight, the lights are dimly lit inside. She smiles as I stumble in for the night outside. Jokes about the cops and the New York Post, but no one seems to care. Now the band backs up and the bar clears out, except for a couple of heads in the bar in the house. And you count the register out, I'm at the end of the bar, I'm dying for you. Tonight, the lights are dimly lit inside. She smiles as I stumble in for the night outside. Shining, what do you see? From behind the bar up in Avenue B, to the whiskey, gin, and oh, to forgotten ghosts. Shining, shining, what do you say? Won't you follow me back to Avenue A? Between the sheets, we can both dance the night away. Hey, shina na 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 na, shina na 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 na, shina na 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 na.
So this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7. Farmer?
Okay, I should say thanks everybody for tuning in. Like Kevin said, tune in to next week's show. I can't wait to see everybody at the St. Paddy's Day party. Come join us on the 16th. And be good, be kind, and keep those Irish eyes a-smiling.
Congratulations again to Bill Sturgeon. Gurum agat agat jihi shuhugan.